It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Tuesday, it's getting more and more beautiful. Nice, crispy blue sky. Going to be beautiful today. We get ready to get in the start bench cut.
I may go for a nice long outdoor walk today. Tuesdays are kind of that day. Mm-hmm. The sun's shining. You know, it's still 60 degrees.
I went on a run yesterday. It's just easy right now. It's 63 degrees yesterday. It's nice. The views are great. Today I got to do the leaves, though.
Yeah, that's exercise in and of itself.
Yeah,
though,
there'll still be some sort of workout afterwards. I can't let myself become a fatty again.
I told somebody the other day, I go, I'm just not going back. Not doing it. Not going back. Not going to do it.
Yep. Yep. Start bench cut.
Caramel, chocolate, and peanut butter.
Yeah. No doubt about it, right? That's right where we go into it. That's funny you say that. It is brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow Service. 913-586-7965. Most of the time, it's like athletes or food, which we just talked about, not being fat. But no, start bench cut. We can start it off. Yeah, go ahead.
Here's Fesco, Dusty, and Mac with this week's edition of Start Bench Cut.
So you hear about, you know, the smokehouse smoked turkey, which we can get into that turkey side of it when it comes to closer and closer to Thanksgiving. By the way, almost there. So if you haven't ordered one from Smokehouse,
I would do it
soon.
Oh, get your turkeys ordered.
I can't wait, dude.
I told you, after the show on Wednesday, before Thanksgiving, we're going to Smokehouse, we're going to have lunch, and we're going to get our turkeys.
Sweet. I'm getting the barbecue pizza.
Oh, I have that the other day with Ben.
Good. I saw it. And Max can get the nachos, and we're just going to trade.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you do. You order apps for the table, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. What's her face? Who did that at the landing?
Emily.
Yeah. That's Emily. Right. Emily did it right.
Like, how do you forget Emily?
I don't know. I just drawn a blank because I'm thinking of food.
You will see Emily on Thursday.
Oh, twice in 1 week.
I know. Lucky us.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Brioche.
Lucky Mac. So I start off with chicken. Fried, smoked, grilled. Start bench cut.
I am going to start grilled. I am going to bench smoked, and I am cutting fried.
Classic health nut Bob over there.
Here in Johnson County, we don't eat fried chicken.
We just went through how I don't want to gain 1,000 pounds again.
But it's about what you like.
Well, I still go in that order.
Really? Yeah. You still go in that order? Even taste-wise.
We're doing our Friendsgiving on Saturday at my buddy's house.
Yeah.
Dude, he got the Popeyes fried chicken turkey. I can't wait.
Let me know how that is.
I'll go fried first, but I will say grilled is on the come for me, and that may be just with
age. How about were those grilled tenders at the landing?
Dude, they were better than the fried ones.
No, he was right. Sister restaurant, the Sand Trap in Martin City, is now doing charred grilled wings, kind of like those tenders.
That's what you should have put your damn name on.
I got the pretzel.
Yeah, I'm excited
about that. The pretzel, they named it after me at the landing.
Yes,
very excited.
Yes. Smoked chicken, I don't have a good example of. I'm going to cut it. Like, what am I...
Barbecue restaurants?
You'll have a smoked turkey on Thanksgiving. Okay. Yeah, smoked chicken. You can get the smoked half chicken at Smokehouse, too. Oh, it is phenomenal. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's really good. Okay.
Yeah, smoked chicken's great.
Oh, it's so good.
It's super moist.
Oh, yeah, it is moist. I mean, you want to talk about a moist chicken?
I'll cut it. Sorry.
You know who likes moist chicken? Salvador Perez.
Tob. Tob likes moist chicken.
I'm starting fried chicken because you can eat it hot or cold. It's one of the most underrated cold foods there are.
It's a great cold food.
It is. Yeah. Grilled chicken, boy, I love it. Just any way, shape, or form. Sandwich, buffalo, Italian dressing. We all made it when we were younger. Our parents did. The Italian wishbone dressing.
Yeah.
Marinating the chicken. Yep. Throw it on the grill. Yep. Just an easy dinner.
I still do that.
Of course you do. Of course. Get a brioche bun and provolone cheese and make a sandwich out of it.
I'm going to tell you, the Munster cheese makes the best cheese blanket, Q.
It's good. And then smoked chicken, I'm going to cut just because I love fried and grilled chicken so much better, but smoked chicken's fantastic. Yeah. We do play the Buffalo Bills, so how about buffalo wing sauces? Mild buffalo, hot buffalo, honey barbecue.
Okay. I'm going to go I mean, this is going to sound weird, but I'm going to start the honey barbecue. I think that just sounds really good right now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bench mild and I'm going to kick hot to the curb because I don't like to be in pain when I eat.
You don't like to get them lips numb?
No. Mm.
Yeah, my nose is running.
I'm not into that. Like some people are. I guess it's like an endorphin high or
do
something like
Jen
that.
Do you partake in sushi dates ever?
Yeah, we do sushi.
Do you like the...
I like wasabi.
Okay.
Because it's a quick hitter.
Well, and it's basically horseradish.
Yeah.
Yeah, we aren't getting fresh wasabi here.
No, but it's a quick hitter.
Yeah.
You eat it, it lasts, and it's gone.
Yeah, yes.
Like wing sauce just lingers for hours. Mm.
So you never do like the blazing challenge?
No.
Okay.
So I was talking to somebody, one of our part-time guys, did the one chip challenge.
Oh.
He said it was the worst thing ever. He took one bite of the chip. Oh. This was awful. Yeah.
They come like in a coffin box.
Yeah. Yeah.
That ought to be your sign right there. Yeah, here's your sign.
Well, he's just out of college. So you do things like that in college.
You give it a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go same order as Bob. He nailed it. Honey barbecued, mild, hot. That's it.
I'm mild. Honey cut hot.
Cut hot, fair. Yeah.
Now, if you were to throw garlic parmesan, agents. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Zing and mango habanero. How do you do that?
Yeah.
Garlic parmesan, mango habanero, Asian zing.
I'm going the Cajun butter sausage at Smokehouse first.
What are you, the guy from Wheel of Fortune?
I'm going the sweet zing at Smokehouse Barbecue second, and then I'm just going regular smoked wings third.
Okay. All right. How about our sauces or not sauces that you dip your wing in? Blue cheese, ranch, dry.
Well, I'm only doing ranch from Smokehouse. So that's the only ranch I will eat. So that's going to be number one on my list. I'll keep that Smokehouse ranch. I'll go dry second and then blue cheese third.
Oh, wow. See, I'm a blue cheese connoisseur.
I used to be a blue cheese connoisseur, but then I realized how much weight I was putting on. And, you know, so. And you got to get the right blue cheese, too. Like, Ken's blue cheese ain't cutting it.
I want it to stink. Like, Jack Stack has a really good blue cheese dressing. It's got, like, the chunks of it in there.
See, that's
like,
you got to have that.
Yeah,
that.
It's good. Yeah. Like, I'll eat it with a damn fork or
what is the blue cheese called that has the there's another name for it. Roquefort, maybe?
Sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, I go blue cheese start, ranch, bench, cut dry. I got to have some sort of sauce.
Little sauce on there?
Yeah, cut dry. Start ranch.
Yeah. Start ranch, bench, blue cheese, cut dry?
Yep.
Sympathetic fan bases. Start, bench, cut. Buffalo Bills. Detroit Lions, San Diego Padres.
Well, I'm going San Diego in general for the Chargers, so I'm going to start San Diego because their football team is ripped for them for no apparent reason whatsoever, and I do feel bad for the Charger fans in San Diego. Then I feel bad for Detroit fans because they've always had great uniforms and a really bad team, and my friend's a Lions fan, so I feel bad for him. And then Buffalo's kind of our rival, so I'll cut them.
I think I'd start Buffalo, man. Losing 4 Super Bowls in a row.
In a row. Can't beat the Chiefs in the modern era.
Yeah. No, and you have Josh Allen. Like, it's just, and you still can't win.
They've lost 3 playoff games to the Kansas City Chiefs. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes. They've won 3 regular season games.
They won 3 regular season games.
In a row.
Yeah.
And then lost 3 playoff games. Lost 3 playoff games to the Chiefs.
Yeah, then San Diego. Yeah, Detroit's last. I'll cut them.
I think Detroit starts for me with the sympathetic fan base. Buffalo sits and San Diego. I mean, dude, at least, I mean, think about it. Buffalo and Detroit, you have to live there.
That's
and
true.
Be miserable.
Fair point. Great point.
San Diego, you have to live in San Diego. Well, my team sucks, but the beach is right here.
But it's San Diego.
I don't care.
That's like, fair. Yeah. You're right.
75 and sunny in water.
I
team sucks. I'm in the middle of Detroit.
I hate when cities lose teams when it's not their fault. Like I do, I feel for Oakland too.
Yeah.
Right? I feel for San Diego for losing the Chargers for no reason.
Sure.
And now it sucks.
We start bench cut mundane tasks. Mowing, dishes, laundry. Even though I spelled it Londay.
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 French. I don't mind Londay, so I'll start Londay.
Really? And I'm not talking about just putting it in. I'm talking about getting it out, folding it, putting it away.
The whole
shebang. So laundry's you.
Yeah, I don't mind Londay. Yeah.
Okay.
No, but I only do my own. The kids do their own. Jen does her own. So
I
don't want anybody touching my laundry because anybody goes near my laundry, a sock ends up missing all the time.
Well, and your laundry is not that much because ain't no underwear.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, there's not a lot of underwear in mine.
Did you see that Detroit player who had no underwear on?
Yeah, he sat on Gatorade. Do you you believe he
sat on Gatorade? What flavor is a Gatorade?
Yellow,
mud?
Yellow Gatorade. No, is that what was, it is. Now that he was, pooped himself, no, right?
That was straight turd, man.
Yeah. So no, I'll do lawn day.
Okay.
I'll start laundry. I will bench mowing and the dishes thing. Like unloading the dishwasher is the worst task ever.
I would start mowing. I would bench dishes and get laundry the hell out of here because I love loading it. I hate unloading it and folding it away. I do love dumping it out on my bed and like letting the fabric smell.
Do you use those fabric scented beads?
I do not. I do not use any of that sort of stuff.
Speaking of Emily, she told me to start washing towels in just straight vinegar.
Mm-hmm. Takes the bite out.
It does. It takes all the stuff out of your towels. Game changer.
Okay.
I'm not going to do it. But yeah, I also use like non, you know, chemical stuff. I don't want to get into it. Texan will destroy me. But yeah, like I just want to. Yeah.
Just give me a Tide Pod. They're delicious. What?
I don't mind the dishes. I'm starting dishes. I actually hand wash my dishes rather than the dishwasher.
You're wasting a lot of water by doing that and killing the environment.
Mowing. I'm going to bench that. Just move on. And I'm cutting Londi.
No doubt about
it. Hey, Londi.
Pretty simple one here. Caramel, chocolate, peanut butter.
It's not simple. Peanut butter, chocolate, caramel. That's the order. I guess it was simple.
Yeah, you just made that sound real.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it's not simple. You did it like 1 second.
That's the easiest
dude.
One. I'm not a chocolate guy, so peanut butter and caramel.
I'm with you. Peanut butter, caramel, chocolate gets cut. And then last, three badasses, James Bond, Indiana Jones, John Wick, start, bench, cut.
Starting Indiana Jones, benching James Bond, cutting John Wick. There's no right way to do this, though.
The exact reverse order. I'll start John, bench James, and then cut Indiana Jones.
I start
generational.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yep. I start Mr. Bond, I bench Indiana Jones, and John Wick gets cut. And like you said, there is no wrong answer. Don't kill the man's dog, and you won't get shot like a pro. Also, thanks, John Wick, for making Blanton's go through the roof. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.